He's not gone yet, but Israeli politicians have reached a deal that would oust longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after 12 years in office. The agreement creates a government of rivals, and it would be the first time a new Israeli government is formed with a party of Arab citizens of Israel. As you might guess, Netanyahu not going quietly. NPR's Daniel Estrin joins us now from Jerusalem. And Daniel, this is not quite a done deal yet. What are the next steps and what's happening today?
Today, Netanyahu is going to battle. He and his right-wing Likud party have launched a pressure campaign against the right-wing lawmakers who have agreed to join this new emerging government. Netanyahu calls this a dangerous left-wing government that is about to take shape. And because it would include a wide spectrum of parties, including the left-wing and even a Palestinian Arab party, he says that kind of government can't possibly be good for Israel's defense in the turbulent Middle East. He says, how can Israel, for instance, go to war with Arab enemies if this government includes Arab lawmakers and includes dovish left-wing lawmakers? That's his pitch, and he's trying to undermine the legitimacy of this kind of government. And already we have seen indications that one or two of the right-wing religious Jewish nationalist lawmakers who agreed to support this government seem to be getting cold feet on, especially on relying on political support from an Arab party. And Netanyahu is trying to capitalize on that.
And would that be enough to derail the whole thing?
Well, there is still some time. Apparently, the Speaker of Parliament may not hold a vote of confidence on this government for another 10, 11, 12 days. And so that gives Netanyahu and his allies time to pressure these lawmakers, especially right-wing lawmakers, to withdraw their support for this kind of coalition. So there are many days yet ahead to see whether it'll only take just one or two of them to withdraw their support, and this coalition might not be able to happen.
Presuming the coalition does form, Naftali Bennett would be the prime minister. He is a former Netanyahu protege. But as you say, there's also this conservative Islamist party involved in the coalition. That in and of itself would be groundbreaking in Israel, wouldn't it?
It would. It would be the first time in history, first of all, that an Israeli government would be formed and include an Arab party in the coalition. Just to explain, 20% of Israel's citizens are Palestinian Arab citizens. We're not talking about Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and in Gaza. They are not citizens. But until now, the Arab parties in Israel's parliament have traditionally refused to join governing coalitions so as not to be implicated in Israeli policies toward the Palestinians, going to war with Arab neighbors. But this time around, the United Arab List, it's a party representing religious Muslims. They took a different path. They want more influence in the government to get budgets for their community, a community that they feel has been neglected for decades. They believe that they've obtained the legitimacy to influence the Israeli political system. It would also be groundbreaking that a religious Jewish nationalist like Naftali Bennett, who would be slated to be the new prime minister, that he would agree to receive Arab support and partner with them in government.
How are everyday Israelis receiving this potential change in government? I mean, they've just emerged from this conflict with Hamas in the Gaza Strip. How are things feeling there right now?
Oh, it just feels like a snowball. I mean, one thing after another, just recovering from the COVID pandemic to an 11-day conflict with Hamas, with rockets raining down on Israel, and then Israelis suddenly waking up to this political drama where their prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, who they've been used to for about 12 years in office, may not have a job within a week or two. And it really brings out Israel's polarized society. I mean, there are those Israelis on the center left who see this as Netanyahu's final battle for his life to try to stay in office while he's still battling corruption allegations. And they say the right-wing Bennett is not an ideal prime minister, but if this is the way to boot out Netanyahu, this is what must be done. And then those on the right calling the right-wing lawmakers joining this government traitors. So it's really highlighting the deep divisions within Israeli society and bringing that to a fore now.
NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting from Jerusalem. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.